Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm on the Lone Ranger track, and my husband has been in an affair for over 3 years now. I found out about it about a year ago. Our children know about it. I just started the program a few weeks ago. I'm trying to do all the things, but he tells me that he just doesn't feel about me that way, and he doesn't see in any foreseeable future stopping this affair. So I'm at a loss out of what to do next.
I tracked what you said. I just don't understand what your question is.
Do I go on? Do I give up? It's frustrating
Well,
that I'm trying hard on your program.
that depends on what you want. I mean, if you want to reconcile your marriage and help bring about the end of your husband's affair, then you go on. If you're not interested in saving your marriage, if you just want to resign yourself to the end of the relationship and leave them alone to foster theirs, then give up. In other words, I don't mean to be difficult with my answer here, but your question is not really a question. You're basically what you said was, my husband's having an affair. What do I do? The whole program is an answer to that question. I mean, that's not a question. That's a whole course. There is no, there, in a se in one sense, there is no answer to that question. In the sense that there are 500 answers to that question. You know what I'm saying? In other words, that's not a question that I can answer in like a couple of minutes with, do this or, do this and it'll be fixed. There's 500 things you have to do that cumulatively will all contribute to the fixing, to the healing. It reminds me of a common mistake that people often make. Sometimes people will say to me, okay, Mort, I'm doing the talk charges, I'm doing the touch charges, but, and then they'll go on. And I sometimes worry about what they mean by that. In other words, are they giving the talk charges and touch charges as examples of the whole program that they're employing in a really comprehensive way? If so, great. Great, because I can tell you that the people that are successful, I just forwarded to my staff a very inspiring success story that we got today from somebody who joined the program about 6 months ago. Beautiful, beautiful, inspiring. And whenever I get these emails, I share them with my staff because, their job is administrative, and I like to keep them plugged into sort of the meaning and the purpose behind the work that we do here. And I had some private sessions with this man as well, and so I know that he really combed through the program, and one quality at a time, one habit at a time, he really transformed himself as a husband and as a man. And nobody could ever point to any one thing like talk charges or touch charges that he did that led to him successfully reconciling his marriage. Because what led to him successfully reconciling his marriage was that his changes were so comprehensive. They were so like wall to wall that I can just tell you from experience that it's people who really take that approach that are successful. Whereas people who like zero in on talk charges or touch, not that there's anything wrong with them. And I know they're cute terms and I know they're catchy and people remember them and so they repeat them. And okay, again, if you're using them as examples of really, you embodying the whole program, wonderful. But I fear, and I have seen cases where, I'll really explore further with a person, and I'll find out that like that's what they're doing. They're calling their wife once a day, and they're anticipating that that's what's going to save their marriage. Never happen. Not going to happen. Nobody ever saved their marriage by, you know, calling their spouse once a day. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not poo-pooing talk charges. They're very important. You should call your spouse, even in the most obstinate situations, once a day. And it will contribute to this overall sort of current, this overall wave of efforts that you're making. You know, it's like, how do you jump 10 feet high? There's really only one way to do it. 1 inch at a time. And there is no jump of an inch that's very exciting. There's no jump of an inch that's very dramatic. There's no jump of an inch that really makes that much difference. But when you jump an inch all those times, all of a sudden, you've made a dramatic difference. And I can just tell you from experience that that is the way people succeed here, is they come through the program, they employ all the principles and practices to some degree, right? Some degree, that's important. Too often people look at something and say, oh, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You may not be able to do it exactly the way I'm describing in the ideal way. You may not be able to go on the Saturday night 3-hour date alone. But that's not the point of date night necessarily. That's the ideal, but it's not the point. The point is to move a reconciliation, you need time together. Sometimes time together means, you know, sticking your head in their car window when they drop off the kids and sharing something for 30 seconds. That was your time together this week. That was your date night, so to speak. You just moved the needle a little bit. You just jumped 1 inch. And next time, you'll jump another. And before you know it, you'll have jumped 10 feet high.